Now, you might have heard in the news and the media also, particularly on Talk About, Deirdre has covered this story. And this is the story of the blister packs that allows patients keep a dosage of tablets in separate plastic pockets, which allows patients to avoid confusion about what to take and when in terms of medication. They've been concerned that people, particularly the elderly and those with dementia, were worried they would have to pay between 20 and 50 euro a month for the blister pack, which had up to now been free of charge. The charge was meant to come in the 1st of January. It's now been delayed, such is the level of political backlash in relation to it, to at least the spring. The Irish Pharmacy Union have said, after extensively engaging with the Department of Health and HSE, it was agreed to pause the introduction of charges until a later date in the first quarter of 2026. Now, with me on our comment line to talk about this is Sheila Nolan, who's contacted us about it. Sheila, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
And obviously you're concerned. No problem. You're obviously concerned about the introduction of this, but the fact that it's been delayed now, what's your view?
Well, my view now is that they're delaying it now because they've kicked it out and they think that the people are going to forget all about it, you know. But I will say this much now. Shame on you, Micheál Martin. Shame on you, Simon Harris. You are the leaders of our country. You're the elected people. And as it happens, I think the very least, the people who you have distressed and upset, including myself, the very least we expect from me is an apology for your behaviour, bowing down to these quangos that you're paying through the nose for. I'd love to know what it costs, but believe me, we are not going to forget about it, and you shouldn't forget either about the grey invasion of Dublin some years ago. So I will be expecting that you're going to say that you are the leaders of the country from this on and forget about these quangos and the rest of it, and give an apology to the people of Ireland, who you have greatly hurt.
Do you think, Sheila, that the blister pack charge should be scrapped altogether? That it should not come in at any stage?
It should never have come in any shape or form. In any shape or form. I would nearly go so far as to say, I am wondering if it's another way of trying to bring in euthanasia, which is not actually euthanasia.
That's going a little bit far. It's a charge, yes, it's hard, but I don't think anyone is interested in that.
It might be going far, but believe me, I am on over 10 medications myself. Yeah. I expected, and anyone like me, our home care assistants can advise us to take tablets when they're in blister packs. They are not allowed to touch tablets that are in bottles. They can't take a bottle in their hand. Elderly people, a lot of people, cannot open those bottles because there are two marks on the cover of those bottles. You have to have coordination and strength and eyesight, but to see those marks where you have to squeeze
the and can be very difficult for some people. Yeah, that's for sure. So the blister pack is a lifesaver, basically. It's very important for people.
It's a lifeline, in my opinion. It's an absolute lifeline, which I do expect an apology from Micheál Martin. And them to start leading the country.
Well, before you get the apology, Sheila, the question is, what's going to happen? Now, the blister packs, they're not currently reimbursed by the state. It's been a private service with proportionate fees set up by individual pharmacies. So
when I got my blister packs to begin with, I paid for my first two blister packs.
Right, okay.
The HSE had to be contacted about payment for my blister packs, and they agreed to pay for my blister packs. They are now saying they didn't. Well, I can tell you they did, and I am not a liar.
So you want clarity? You want clarity on that as well? In order for it to be scrapped, Sheila, the state would have to pay the pharmacies for the blister packs. Do you think that should happen?
Of course, the HSE. Well, they decided that they were going to pay for my blister packs some months ago, when my consultant decided that I needed them. I'm a bit lazy to say it over the phone, Jerry, but I suffer from an awful lot of different things.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
A total hip re-replacement last year. I had a total knee replacement. I had a fall, and I have a steel nail going from my knee to my hip.
Yeah.
I have heart failure. I have pulmonary edema. I have Parkinson's disease. I have an awful lot of other things.
Yeah, so you need the medication and you need to know what time you're meant to take them, what day and what time.
Exactly.
Well, look, in the Dáil today, we may hear more now about this element because I think Sinn Féin are intending to put on a motion in the Dáil today to ask more questions of the Minister for Health. So you'd expect to hear more on this today. You want to hear from them that this charge will never come in, that the state will pick up the tab, and you want an apology for the concern it's caused amongst the elderly.
And you know, there's a lot of talk about how much money the HSE is spending. Back to 23, there was an investigation requested that would be carried out by the Public Accounts Committee. That never happened. And perhaps this is the time for it to happen. And we need accountability. We need accountability for where money is spent and how it is spent.
We don't need fair point.
Looking in to see where money is going and everything like that. We need to look after all the elderly. The elderly people are the people that put this country as it was. We didn't owe the world a penny. And now every man, woman and child in this country is owing God knows how many hundred thousand.
Yeah. Okay, but Sheila, listen, we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. But thanks for giving us your view on that. And we'll see what happens in the Dáil today.
I do expect an apology from Micheál Martin for the distress caused to the elderly and the disabled, and perhaps a once-off payment to show that this will never happen again.
Okay. All right, Sheila. Thanks very much for contacting us. Sheila Nolan there from Nachtigall on the line. But her views on it, give us your thoughts on it. What would you like to see happen as things stand? The charge is still coming in. It's not coming in the 1st of January. It's coming in sometime in the spring. As to whether that will be changed or not, in the meantime, we'll know more, perhaps maybe from the Dáil debate on it today.